welcome to episode 7 of the Oz Football Pubcast down at Cheers Bar in Sydney. And once again, thank you very much, Cheers, for providing us a place, even if it is surrounded by UFC again this weekend.
James is going to go and sort them all out because we're not hard enough.
Excellent. And thank you very much to Budweiser, who once again has got us buckets full of...
I might just add that we are talking in Cheers Bar and Budweiser. The landlord of this place, or the licensee, I've just found out he's been on holiday for 2 weeks. Comes back tomorrow, 3 days off, and then he's going to the States. Because guess what? Budweiser are flying in for the Super Bowl.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
How much has he sold?
I don't know how much he's sold, but he's obviously hit his target.
Well, he's just giving it to us, that's why. That's obviously his podcast sends him to the States. We need to get him out of that, by the way.
I know.
Podcast.
All right.
First insult of the day.
So we'll get everyone to introduce themselves. We'll start off with the right this time.
It's Jess, I'm back.
Last week we had flowers on your chair. Well, it was a week.
But I appreciate the morning period also.
She did come in with a Gatorade and a bottle of water this morning, which says what the mood is like.
Yeah, Jess. Did you have a big one?
I did. Everybody had a big one, I think, at the table. Who did it?
To be fair, last night was a pretty quiet night because there wasn't really much happening. Next.
I'm West Ham. I'm West Ham. That's what I'm here for today. I'm just West Ham simply. My name's Kevin, a big West Ham fan over in Sydney.
Massey back. That's all I need to say.
J-Mo, hope I'm going to speak a bit more this week.
We hope you don't.
I'm breathing this time.
Although, that is a lovely, lovely shade of red you've got on you today.
Sunburn.
Typical Brit abroad, aren't I? Don't need sun cream.
How did you get the sunburn?
Playing pitch and putt yesterday.
Oh, play golf, was you?
Yeah.
We'll come on to the golf later.
Sure.
We've got a plan for this. Oh, here we come. Looks like you just stepped straight out of the egg. Come on.
It's John. You know, the Aussies 4-0.
He does it every week.
I'm Ferns, I'm back with 5% less liver.
I'm John Gessler from the UK.
27 years in umpire at Wimbledon.
Unbelievable.
28. Let me just say, I tried to explain this to Nick the other day, and I'm going to bring a pair next week. Got me the best socks you ever. I mean, I'm talking socks up earlier.
From Kirby.
Not from Kirby. These Ralph Lauren tennis socks. You've got a little logo on the side. You just can't be. I can't describe. I showed them to you the other day, and he was like, "I know you were jealous and you wanted a pair, but you're not having a pair." I'm going to bring these socks.
Can we take a photo of them for the website so people can see them?
Socks.
Because we're talking about them, but people need to see them, don't they?
Well, all right. I'm going to take a photo of these socks. Sam? But not only are they comfy to wear, you want like.
I like those flannel materials.
Oh, mate.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, it's a football.
This conversation sucks.
Yeah, it's a football podcast.
Get out.
And obviously, Lee's here because he's talked about the socks for the last 8 minutes. So let's get on to it.
It is Lee's football. All the football players are wearing tennis socks now.
Thank you, J-Mo.
Cutting the bottom of their football socks off.
And they put them in, don't they?
Yeah, they put because they get a better grip inside the boot of the tennis
Thank
socks.
You.
Are we seriously spending the first 5 minutes talking about socks?
Anyway.
No, they're not just socks, you tit. These are special socks.
Alright, so this week we have no Botticelli news, unfortunately.
Gone to ground.
Yeah, gone to ground after his 4 week ban.
That's just Jamie might have heard something from the mean streets. Jamie might have heard something from the mean streets.
Nothing. Nothing. It's all gone quiet. Mancini's had a word.
Oh, really?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay.
Not because he's being picked on, he's not just hiding.
Maybe. It's a bit of a 4-game ban, isn't it? It's not going to be very. It's not going to go down well with the club if he's out messing around in the streets when he's banned. So.
Yeah,
I suppose. All right, so we'll jump straight into the Gillingham update. Who wants to kick that off?
Oh, Gillingham. Right, we've been going for them now 3 weeks. That's 3 weeks, three losses. Lost 4-3 last night. All right, against Accrington Stanley. What an absolute... Kev, you don't know, but we have to pick... the UK football podcast guys go for Melbourne Heart, so we chose a UK side, so we went Gillingham. I'm in despair. That's 2 weeks on the bounce, they've lost 4-3. Dropped down tonight, but they were so bad. Andy Esentaler, the coach, come out afterwards. You can see his post-match comments there. The players are now having to pay all the fans who travelled. The expenses and the ticket refunds.
That's not a bad idea.
And I think I think it's a brilliant idea. And I think, Jess, it's something we should bring into the A-League.
It was only 174 Gillingham fans travelled.
That's more than the Gold Coast game.
1,700 fans. It's actually one of their smallest games of the year. 1,734 fans.
It was away. It wasn't that. Gillingham averaged about 5,000.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, but on bring the bright side, 52% possession.
But lost 4-3. That's 52% possession goals going the other way. Gillingham, you're getting on my nerves, but we are going to stick with you. However, I want a refund for logging on and checking it.
I do have to say, I was looking at Twitter before, and a guy had taken the picture of the Gillingham team sheet and replaced everyone with a clown. Obviously, a lot of unhappy fans out there.
Did they get the idea from the Everson website?
This is going to be fun.
I'm just ignoring them.
What a surprise.
They beat QPR 2-1 on this day in 1922.
You're really getting into this Gillingham thing, aren't you?
Okay, so are you telling us, this time in 1922...
He told me to, at least Spain.
Yeah, what year?
1922.
In 1922, Gillingham beat QPR. Yeah,
Charlie Freeman scored the goals.
So somewhere like between that, Johnny, the first and second World War, there was...
So every week, Johnny, are you going to give us a Gillingham stat?
You set yourself up.
Now keep coming back.
Yeah. Alright, so let's... While we're still in
But we've still not received a Gillingham polo shirt.
I haven't received any information whatsoever from any of the fans.
Oh no, we had Jim Staples keeps me informed.
Yeah, that's sort of Jim. Rough anyway. Excellent. So let's keep over in England and we want to talk about
Joe Hart.
Yeah.
Lee? Your opinion?
Well, I watched the Liverpool City game in the morning and I've watched Joe Hart a couple of times now, indirectly. And there's all this talk about Wayne Rooney not being available for the first couple of games in the Euros, which I do find you sort of find it a bit concerning as an England fan at times. But then watch Joe Hart the last couple of weeks or this season. Geez, he's pulled some performances out, and he pulled four or five. Yeah. And I actually think if England are going to succeed in the Euros, Joe Hart is more important to the England setup than Wayne Rooney or any other player.
It's a fair point.
Anyone.
Any great team have always had a great goalkeeper.
Everton, Neville Southall, sorry.
Yeah, you asked Wales, Neville Southall.
United with Schmeichel.
United with Schmeichel is a prime example. Exactly. The amount of points he saved them in those title winning seasons. Mm. And Hart's done it again for City this year, is it a sign? I mean, that save at Wigan when it was 1-0.
Kev?
Well, I'm always going to fly my Rob Green flag as a West Ham fan. But what I will say is, yeah, Joe Hart has been phenomenal this season. And I think if you can keep a clean sheet and save those points at the back, we've got enough players in the England team who are going to score goals. And if we can nick games 1-0, then I think that's going to make a big difference across the Championship.
Play to your strengths, I think.
Is there any other player in that England squad more important than Joe Hart at this moment?
I don't think so.
Are you worried about dropping?
I don't think so, mate, to be honest. We've played City three times, no, four times this year.
Yeah.
And three of those games, he's literally kept the score down.
But that's because you had Andy Carroll up front.
we had a phenomenal amount of shots on target, and he's pulled out some absolute crackers this year. And we were just sat here in cheers, but I just literally gobsmacked again on Thursday, just like...
4 and 5,
I can't believe he's pulling him out. Yeah, he's a fantastic.
Insane.
And how old is he? 23.
Yeah,
he's decent. Young enough.
Especially as a goalkeeper, you're looking at least another 10-15 years.
And he's a big lad as well. You don't realise how big he is. He's 6'3", isn't he? 6'4".
He's got the stature of a goalkeeper. He stands, he dominates his back line, and he's an imposing figure to try and beat.
He's getting better and better. Yeah. Matt, you're a goalkeeper. What do you think?
Mate,
you can't catch a cold, but what's your opinion?
His shot stopping skill. You usually see a weakness in a keeper. It's either the shot stopping, or it's your line up of your wall, or you're catching in the air from corners, etc. He doesn't seem to have a weakness. He just seems to be consistently good across all areas. He's good at the near post. He covers himself really well, and he's very dominant over his defenders. He tells people where he
wants to go.
We talk about goalkeepers, very important to the team. In the A League now, we've got a great goalkeeper, Jess.
Yeah, it's Matt Ryan.
Matty Ryan.
It's not in the name.
love Matty Ryan. Should have seen me last week at Central Coast game.
I was absolutely
in love with him the other week.
But pulling off some of these performances, it's now being told he could be going to the UK.
Mate, Liverpool should step him up. I'm telling you now, he's 19 years old.
He's 19 years old,
and he's absolutely phenomenal.
Australia can put out a lot of good goalies.
Liverpool should step him up.
Aussie rules and stuff like that. All the boys were taking the mick out of me the week
because I was literally when he just pulled off about four saves against Adelaide and when he won 3-2.
He offered Matty Ryan a special favour. That's all I'm going to say.
I was going to run to the front of the pitch and go, come Ed.
I don't know. I was in corporate hospitality, to be honest.
I didn't want to sit with you. Flying catch, you know.
Mere commoners had to sit down in the terraces.
We'd want to sit in the front.
Yeah, how much you pay for them tickets?
$0.
So big thank you for Soccer Fives.
Thanks, guys.
Soccer Fives did pull out the stops, and they gave us a good day out last week at the weekend.
Yeah, it was great. Big thanks to John Smith up there, legend.
Legendary guy. Put the five-a-side game on for us, which we did, as we mentioned last week. I'm going to mention it again. We won 9-4.
You said 9-2, you'd win.
I said 9-2,
I said 7-1.
Yeah.
But it was 9-4.
It would have been 9-2 if
really
Matt would have dived over the
give him a good hammering.
It would have been 9-2 if let one of you Muppets go in goal left for a while.
But anyway, the hospitality that they gave us
was
superb. And we are going to be doing a tournament up there in early June for the Euros, a five-side tournament. And I reckon FFDU FC are going to smash it. And we are going to go as... What team do you want to go as, Matt?
Well, we're going as the Netherlands players, because we like the Dutch.
Okay.
It's total football, fella. It's all about total football.
And Mac is behind us.
Mac is giggling away.
And he's giggling. But I tell you what, Mac, you're not going off your previous... getting on any of our team photos.
I've seen the other one, Macca.
And for anyone who's listening, you've never heard Macca, but when you go onto the website tomorrow and we load this up, Macca's picture from last week is going to go up there. And I'll tell you what, if you look at it, it's not the album cover from a George Michael or Frankie Goes to Hollywood album. It's actually Macca, serious. Nick, that can't be edited. Wasn't out of all of that comment.
Right. And just in case you need more clarification, he's the one in the pastel top. hence known as Pastel Macca. That is exactly his actual nickname.
Oh, we'll go on the website.
It was on today.
It was?
Yeah, Jane uploaded it.
It's already on,
mate.
Oh, it's already on the website. It does make Hugo Boss and me and Macca have this little niggling thing in, because I checked this Hugo Boss polo shit.
Look at him, fashion whore.
Yeah.
Polo, Hugo Boss.
Ah, well, you know, that's how we roll at FFDU.
Hold on, we started talking about socks at the beginning.
I know.
Check him out now.
I was just making sure it wasn't a fake Boss shit. And then we decided... Hugo
this
Boss is
on the fashion.
No. Hugo Boss. No, back it. You look at it. Hugo Boss is all one length, and then it's Ralph Lauren that the back of the polo is longer than the front, isn't it?
This is sad.
Let's
get back to
football.
Anyone back to football. Are we ready to go for food?
Scally.
So, quick, obviously we've got Kevin here. He's ready.
Coming to get help because he's
very nice.
He's
doing classic.
Yeah.
Very
traditional. Just to fight off.
He's got his napkin in, ready to go. Unfortunately, it's a little bit slow. The kitchen staff are taking photos, as they do every week.
And they say that every week.
That's because I keep... getting, oh my god,
but it's sausages this year. Oh, oh, so really
Jane always says it's still not as big as my breakfast.
Whatever that means.
Brilliant. Husband and parents here. good comment there, lads.
Welcome, everybody. You feeling confident with this one?
Always confident.
Here we
go.
Bring
it over.
Oh, my god.
That's devastating.
Somewhat inhumane, I would say, but you know, it is what it is.
That's awesome, mate. 1 kilo of sausages.
1 kilo of sausages.
Starting off with a P. You full? Tastes good.
Apple.
I'm on my way.
Look at a bag of peas on there.
Wow. You need some bread with that.
He's done it. He's gone for the...
Excellent.
CEO for sausage and mashed.
Before you kick off too much, Sydney Hammers. Still talk, did you want to talk about Sydney Hammers?
For sure, of course. I mean, that's what that's the main deal. We're it's been a fantastic season for us, despite the fact we've been in the championship as a club.
But I want to know, Kev, because over the last few years, we've done various events, and we've had all sorts of all amount of supporters clubs get involved. Yet in the last 12 months, West Ham got relegated. Yet the supporters club has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And you guys are coming to every event we do. You turn up. You're really active on the social network. And then you're also doing your get-togethers. Your club's going from strength to strength, even though you got relegated.
Yeah,
how's that work?
Well, it's adversity, and West Ham fans we kind of thrive on it. You know, we spent so many years being underdogs and losing. We've had to try and find a smart and exciting side to things when things aren't going so well.
I can relate
to that. We've all got together. We all have a really good laugh when we have our meet-ups at the Royal Exhibition.
Is that the Royal Exhibition?
The Royal Exhibition Hotel. That's right by Central Station.
That's right.
We all get together. They're really supportive of us down there. They've got our flag up when we come down, and it's just really good to see the team sort of getting some results together. And obviously we're there for the push for promotion, and hopefully that'll be a big end of season party
next week. I know it's on Facebook, you've got the Millwall game.
Yeah, there's a game coming up that a lot of us are interested in. It's the Millwall game, obviously one of the biggest rivalries for us, if not the biggest.
It's got to be the biggest.
Yeah, I mean it always goes a bit sort of intense.
Green Street Hooligans?
We try and steer clear of all that. Like, I mean it's kind of, it's a shame how it sort of it's been marred in recent times. But it really is a good on-field rivalry that we really want to kind of get behind the boys over here. Have a good meet-up, a good sing-song, and hopefully get a good result.
What time's the kick-off, and where's it on? Because I might come down to this.
Yeah, it'd be good. Don't wear blue, because we might get confused. But
I won't. I definitely won't. I'm going to speak to Macca and get some nice pastel colours.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
An extra lambin at the back.
Ralph will
We'll be down at the Royal Exhibition again by Central. It's a 11:30 kick-off at night on Saturday.
Oh, that's all right.
So it's actually reasonable. But we'll be getting there for probably an hour beforehand, getting the singing going, getting pre-match atmosphere.
Is there any Millwall fans over, like a Millwall supporters club over here? I've not seen anyone.
No issues there.
We're FFT, we've got West Ham, they're our team. Our championship team. Oh no, Brighton are going to get upset. Hopes, aspirations for the season? Do you reckon you're going to bounce straight back in?
We've got to. I mean, we've got to start getting some goals. I mean, it's been...
some goals? I seen on your Facebook today, you're all getting excited talking about Tevez.
Oh,
well,
I mean...
Someone was.
The man is the man's a hero in the eyes of many West Ham fans.
Not Sheffield United fans, though.
Certainly not Sheffield United fans. I mean, if he was to come back, I mean, he'd bring... It'd be an iconic figure, and I mean, the way that saga's working out, it's not good for him, it's not good for him to be staying at Man City, it's just always negative publicity. So if they can get him back to Upton Park, get him a few games, and guarantee us being back up, it'd be absolutely...
If he decides to come on the pitch.
Who's going to pay for it?
Harry Redknapp, have you seen how much money he's got?
He doesn't pay tax.
No, it's because he's Cockney, people don't understand him, apparently.
It's not easy to...
He can't even write.
He
write like a 2-year-old.
But he's got a column in the Sun every week.
But I spend like a 40-year-old million.
Well, then again, suppose you've got a column in the Sun every week, you can't write, can you?
For a completely clean record at Upton Park, for the record.
Yeah. and a bank account in the Cayman Islands under his dog's name.
How have the supporters taken to having Sam as Big Sam as a coach?
I think it was kind of difficult for us to swallow at first when it was initially announced. Everyone knows the
like that
Sam
sausage and mushroom.
This is the Sam analyzer food. Difficult to swallow.
So
we kind of put up with it.
Huge.
Yeah. Pretty bland, really. I mean, it's not that match, but you know, it'll fill you up at the end. So yeah. Sam analyzed pretty bland football, but if it gets us the result at the end of the day, I think we'll be thoroughly delighted to get back. And you know, he's got some good results in the Premiership with the teams. He's got them mid-table, which we can't expect much more at Upton Park at the moment. And he's got a history of bringing in some good names. So he's had Anelka, Okocha playing for them. And when he was at Bolton. So if he can bring a couple of names in Upton Park, it should set us up for a decent season back.
Oh well, I'm going to get down for the Millwall game, and I'm definitely going to get down for your promotion party because I reckon it's on. And we're going to let you get into your sausage
and mash. Yeah, go ahead, lads. Off you go.
Let's bring it closer to home, and
you'll definitely be blown bubbles later.
Not the monkey.
Let's go. All right, let's talk about A-League.
Come on, Jess.
Jess is the leader on this one.
Jess is called Jess Anger.
Australia Day.
Australia Day.
Australia.
Australia. podcast. Look, Thursday was brilliant.
Awesome.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
We went down 2-0 just before half-time. Melbourne scored twice in about a minute.
How were you feeling at that point?
Oh,
was it actually physically sick?
I was sick. Because you could actually see the team switch off in about 35 minutes, I reckon.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I was feeling pretty bad. But I still threw some money on it and threw some money on the draw. And then, yeah, ended up 2-0 in their own turf, which is brilliant.
Yeah, so that was Sydney FC.
Oh, yeah, it's Sydney FC versus Melbourne Victory.
Can I just throw in there that we went to the game previously at Sydney FC, and that was a great comeback.
Mm.
So the Sydney Hammers went down there, yeah. And we got involved in the Cove, a last-minute winner for Sydney, which was fantastic for the team.
Yeah.
And Sydney Hammers, we kind of got involved and started having
a season.
You
going to go again?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, really welcoming, really welcoming. The Cove started singing Bubbles at the end. They all obviously seen Green Street. So they all knew the lyrics and we all started having a sing song.
Yeah,
it was a really good atmosphere down there.
They're a nice bunch of boys in the Cove, and it's good that people like you want to come back. You know, being an overseas football supporter and coming and supporting the local league, I think it's really important.
Yeah, no,
I think it's really good. If we can welcome you, then we'll have a good time.
We're not following the football, are we? We're just following the routine of getting drunk on the train on the way there.
No, well.
Yeah, which takes me on to
I'm off the Raw game next week.
The New South Wales weekender, which we done last week.
Yeah.
Is it finished yet?
Go on.
I know, before we go there, we've got to give a special shout out for the W League. The grand final was yesterday. It's the Women's League.
Oh, yeah.
The Raw. It was Canberra versus Raw. And
yeah, but
Raw,
dirty on the Raw after last week.
Yeah,
because
they
cheated
Sydney out of it.
That was unsports-like behaviour.
I totally agree.
Tell
for
us.
For those who don't know, basically, one of the Sydney girls went with cramps, and Brisbane Raw people accused of... they're professionals who don't know what happened last week. The Brisbane Raw girls basically accused me of time wasting. They were up 1-0, the Sydney girls, and they kicked the ball out when a player went down. And instead of the Brisbane Raw throwing it back to Sydney, they threw it to themselves, went on and scored, went to extra time, then went to a penalty shootout, and Brisbane beat Sydney to make it to the grand final. But they had their just desserts yesterday when Canberra beat them 3-2.
Karma.
I thought Arsenal was the only team that did that.
Well, Canberra.
But at least Arsenal agreed to a replay. But go on, Canberra.
Canberra
unbeaten.
Went through the whole season unbeaten. That's pretty special.
That's good. That's a great record.
Yeah.
Justice is served.
And the
Justice
is served. That's amazing.
In Canberra as well. You know, it's not even a.
What is Canberra? What,
there's no A-League team in Canberra, so...
No, you just spoke of Canberra, it's not even...
No, I'm saying there's no A-League team in Canberra, that's what I'm saying. It's good to have a W-League, even though there's no A-League in Canberra.
And you know, they get a lot of support, there was a sellout, there were lots of people there. That's really good for the game, it's really good advertisement for women's football.
I was actually really amazed to see how many people around the world watch it on the live stream, the ABC live stream. That was one of the things that blew me away.
ABC...
Women's World Cup's brilliant.
On the ABC, the W League gets more viewers than the A League.
Yep.
What?
It's amazing.
No, seriously.
You're kidding me.
No,
oh, it's free to wear.
It's free to wear.
On a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I think it was something like one of the weekends, they had like 250 to 300,000.
That's
amazing. And the A League games really are good. Under 100,000.
Can I just put a point in here? Right.
I think he's doing all right.
No, he's got involved with the dinner. He's smashing it in. However, just then, four peas fell off the plate.
And he picked them
up. So he picked them up and ate them. Even though he's got another 60,000 on there.
That's hard.
Mate, if they fall off,
about,
leave them, lads.
It's all about attention to detail.
Yeah. That was brilliant.
Kev, can I just say something about this food challenge?
I've got the food sweats already, by the way.
You don't have to... In order to complete it, you don't have to eat all the peas. It's the sausage and mash that you have to do.
Yeah, sure.
The peas are like a garnish.
I'm actually peas.
He's doing it for nutrition.
He might as well get nutrition when he's got a bath.
Keep yourself regular for later. Right.
Need some carrots, then.
No.
What?
Need carrots. All one with those carrots.
Such a stomach lining.
Yeah. Anything else for the A League, guys? Anything else we want to mention with the A League this week? It's been a pretty good
day. That Central Coast are 11 points clear with the game in hand.
Yeah, thanks to who?
thanks to who last night?
Well done to the Newcastle Jets for beating the Royal last night.
First away win for the Newcastle Jets in over a year. Last time we won was January 3rd against North Queensland, a team that doesn't even exist anymore. Yeah. It's taken us that long to win a game away from home. Been to a few away games and had to put up with some terrible performances.
Did you go to the midweek game in
Bathurst?
Did you? How long did that take?
From Sydney, about 2.5 hours. So it's only about an extra 45 minutes than it would take me to get from Sydney to Newcastle that I usually do. It's typical regional ground. It's got a stand which seats about 1,500, and the rest is hills around it. So
most uni students, tear up to that, I reckon.
There was a lot of families. They'd done a lot of promotion. The problem was that it had been absolutely belting with rain for most of the day, which kept the crowds away, unfortunately. Nice. They were expecting crowds of about 5,000, and in the end, 2,363 turned up, which, considering it was still raining, was a good effort. There was some Newcastle
people who listen in the UK. This wasn't just spitting, this is like major floods.
Absolutely.
It's raining all over the country.
From going over the mountains on my way there, it rained for a 2.5 hour trip. It rained for 2 hours, and it was torrential rain.
I'll be honest with you, Grant.
But that win takes us from ninth, and leapfrogs us above Victory and Adelaide.
It takes us to seventh.
Jess, you're sixth. Yeah. Now, last time you were on here, before you went on strike again, because we didn't have your M&Ms or Skittles, blah, blah, blah. You said by the time he's done this show, you thought you'd be bottom.
Yeah.
And now you're 60 back in the finals.
You've
obviously got to be happy with Sydney FC.
Jess's friend,
look at her face.
I'm outraged. We're not very good. Where is your faith? I cannot believe you actually vocalised that.
The coach is a negative tactic.
She vocalised quite a few things, actually.
Yeah, change.
Are you going to speak? we'll talk into that.
Jess's friend had a name.
Sarah. It's my name, Sarah. Hi.
Easy, Johnny. Easy.
Oh, she was just being down in the dumps. But anyway, I've seen today.
Even, Foster had a thing today. It's just like everything's falling in place now. You just got to score some actual goals.
Yeah, we've got to score some goals, and we haven't got any strikers.
Strikers that are only good.
I want to come back onto the early with Kuehl and Hernandez. Melvin Hart will come.
Can we just ask Fernsey about Newcastle, about what he thinks his chances are for the finals?
I
think Wellington's going to win.
My mate Franny Jeffers. Have you listened to the interview online?
Do you want to drop any name? Any more names?
Well, you drop
Emeleski.
Asking about our chances for the finals. Newcastle have been threatening to play. We've been looking good, but not being able to finish and getting any close to the strike.
Well, did against City.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly. But hopefully, especially with this being our first away win in forever, that gives the squad confidence to move on. Because there's a good team there. It's just hopefully we can push on and get into the top six. If we get into the top six, that will be good. But can't sort of make any.
And if you get the top six, it's bound to be an away game, isn't it? It's bound to be like winning on the road again.
Well, so we play Sydney FC next week, so that's going to be
biggest fan.
But I want to mention England's collapse. You sat right opposite me, and you're going to collapse. So I don't talk about the big bash league.
I won't mention it then. Can I mention it?
I think everyone knows about it. I think it's pretty
obvious. Andrew's 145 to Smith's 72.
Oh, fantastic.
Pretty disappointing result. Andrew Strauss has described it as the most disappointing loss of his career.
Disappointing!
Amazing.
Painful loss, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the 72.
Anyway, big bash.
World rankings kicking when?
The Sixers won.
We're off the cricket. Sydney Sixers. Is that the
great result?
Big bash. Moses Aldrich's leading by 170 on off 40 on balls.
They
smashed seven balls to spare, chasing 156 for Victory.
Kirk Scorchers were the favourites.
They were 2 for 2 at one point.
He was at home in the
first over.
Brett Lee.
Took two for, didn't he? Two for in the first over.
And took their own for the
South African
Herschel Gibbs.
Herschel Gibbs has been absolutely on fire.
He's been great for him. Yeah. Brett Lee was just like, he was so happy.
I'm not going to say that. How about Hurricanes have won it, but he's the same.
Overall, Johnny, Big Bash been a success.
Yeah, 550,000 people through the turnstile.
How many?
550,000 through the turnstile.
26 weeks.
$20 a ticket.
Second year in, isn't it?
That was first. What?
First year. That's first year. Talk of expansion. Two more franchises next year.
And the
great success. They're into the Champions League, aren't they? I think the top two going to the Champions League.
The Champions League? What Champions League?
Yeah, yeah, they do one for IPL.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, it's decent, isn't it?
New South Wales won it 1 year. Well, they won the first one.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Two yesterday.
Well, we want to talk about
it's
one.
Three,
do we want to talk
about the RTL? No.
Schemes coming out of his ears.
No, no. Can we just go straight to Australia and India?
Right,
go
on then. Winning 4-0.
Yeah, Jim. Good. Next.
And thank you, Sam, wrapped up the series against England.
So, Johnny, how's this going to affect the world rankings now? Because England have just had a disaster. Australia.
They might drop to 2, South Africa to 1, and Australia and India remain equal number 3. That's the word I heard on the grapevine.
Alright, and
Pakistan will be the big movers.
But they'll move up from probably 6 or 7.
Well, they have moved to Dubai. And rugby league, we're going to let you talk rugby league.
Well, Matt told me this morning. No, Warrington defeated the Rabbitohs 30-20.
Yeah, that's all I know.
I
forgot
about
I was moving yesterday.
John Monahan was happy.
Was the dog?
With his dog in. Oh, Monahan and the Alsatian.
Loves it.
Do you know? Yeah, listen to this.
You got your screensaver, have you?
No, Alsatian. Alsatians, right.
Oh my God, you are.
No, this is.
German
get some Xanax and take him away.
This is Lee's fact of the week. Because Alsatians used to be known as German Shepherds.
Still are.
No, they are. But it was only after the Second World War. They had to change the name from German Shepherd. Because obviously, it wasn't a popular name. Yeah. And because of the Alsace
this
region.
This week on the History Podcast.
Because of the Alsace region between France and Germany. They changed it to Alsatian.
Did they wear socks as well?
Yeah, I got bit by a woman when I was 6.
On your face.
He got that off QI.
Yeah. I didn't. I learned it in history.
While we're talking about sports and football.
We've got a special guest because it's Australian Open this week. So
in the tennis.
So we brought a special guest.
So we finished with the cricket, have we?
We've finished with the cricket, John. We'll come back onto it later.
Okay, guys, I've got something I'm concerned about. I want to mention a little bit later.
Do you want to mention it now before we get into the
special? No, we're going
to go. What's concerning it is?
Sage Admiral, the Pakistani spinner. Yeah. He's merely marked two. He's a chugger.
Okay.
Starting the controversy.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on this.
But we only got
cricket. Back to the Australian Open.
He's got a defect in his arm.
Back to the tennis. So we're now in finals weekend. So we thought we'd discuss it. We watched. Well, at the beginning of the game, I watched Britain's Andrew Murray compete in the semi-final, and by the end of it, it was a useless Scottish Andrew Murray again. But it was a great game. So what we did is rather than us talk about the tennis, we've got John. Who's going to talk? Give us a bit of an update. 28 years, I'll tell you. 28 years, Wimbledon umpire. Exactly. So, John, give us an update on the tennis and tell us
what's going on.
And how it's going to roll.
Well, it's basically a reprise because the Champions is almost open now. What it's shown is in the men's, you've still got the main big three. And Murray is now as he's got through to the apron strings and Judy's not there. He's got Lendl behind him with a bit of the mind games. He's fast approaching the top three.
Do you reckon, John?
He might almost be the top four now. He's getting that close.
You think he's that close, yeah?
He's that close.
Okay. Judy wasn't even there for the game.
No, she wasn't.
From your knowledge from behind the scenes, what was the reason for that? Should she still be there supporting?
No, she's got a job looking after the ladies with the LTA. So that's one reason why she's not there.
Okay.
But he's better now working with someone who's been there, done it, and knows what's going on. Lendl was 24 before he won a major.
How old's Murray?
And he's won 4 now. He won 8 in total.
Yeah.
Murray's now 24.
Yeah, okay.
So Lendl might just give him that little bit of a push.
Do you think he'll ever catch the top?
I mean, Djokovic was close to, but Nadal, I mean, Nadal just shocking at the moment, shockingly good.
Well, the thing is, Nadal, Djokovic, and Murray are all the same type of game. They're all counterpunchers. Federer's now 30. He's lost just that little edge to take them off. So the counterpunchers are always going to beat Federer.
Do you think Federer's on the out? Do you think he's going to retire soon?
Well, he's 30. He's going to go and... He wants to play in the Olympics.
But oh, wicked. It's tennis in the Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Once he's not won the gold. He's not won the gold in the Olympics. He would like an Olympic gold. I don't think he'll get it, but he would like one. And once the Olympics is over, I'm not sure he'll carry on.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. I saw him play in a Davis Cup in Sydney last year, and he looks different. He looks like he's not interested anymore. His heart's not in it, I think.
Well, he's turned 30. He's got twin daughters of about 3 or 4 now.
A gazillion dollars.
He has been around for ages. Even though he's 30, it seems like he's been around for years.
Is he the best player in years?
Well, the thing is, when you're talking about the best player, you've got to think of the period that you're in. When you're talking about the 50s and the 60s, it was the Australians. There was Roswell, Hold, Rod Laver, Emerson, you name it. And then once you got into the 70s, the Europeans came in with Bjorn Borg, won Wimbledon. I think it was 5 years on the run. He used to win in Paris on clay, and then come to Wimbledon and win on grass. Then he moved from Borg on to Becker and Edberg for that era, and then once you'd moved them out of the way, he came to Pistol Pete Sampras.
Agassi.
Well, Sampras before Agassi. Agassi was only... Okay, Agassi did what is supposedly the Grand Slam, which is winning on all four services. And then from then you went on to Roger Federer, so you're going era by era. But the one who's won the Grand Slam, the real Grand Slam, which is all four majors in the same year, and he did it twice in 62 and 69, and he got a total of 11 majors, but he had a 5-year absence, so what would he have got in those 5 years? It was Rod Laver. Now, he's what I would class as one of the best, but other people think, because at the time Pancho Gonzalez was beating him, that he was better than Laver. You pay your money and you take your chance. But if I was nailed to the wall, Laver's my number one.
Do you think that the way Djokovic, Nadal, Murray are playing, you talk about the fitness levels of Murray, but obviously they're all pretty much on a par. Do you think any of them can dominate for the next 5 years, or do you think they'll all be beating each other at different tournaments?
Well, I think those three will be the top for the next few years, because they've got the pure fitness level and they've got the mental level. Certainly Djokovic and Nadal have got the mental level, but now as Murray's got Lendl behind him, he'll build his mental level up. He's got to win one. Once he wins his first one, he'll be away, but he's got to win the first one.
So winner for tonight, John?
Winner for tonight, oh God. You've had two tremendous semi-finals. The final might fall flat like the ladies did. It depends on who can recover.
Not on noise value.
It depends who recovers best from a very hard semi.
I'm with you on the dial.
It does an extra day and didn't have the 5-setter.
Yeah. And he's sick. Djokovic is carrying something.
Yeah, well, the thing is, who's won the last? They've played. This will be the third final on the run they've played. And who's won the other two?
Sticking to the back onto the football fans down under awards. Thanks, John.
Thanks for that, mate.
No problem.
It was good.
Yeah, and thanks for the socks. Even though they all took the piss, I'll show you the socks next week.
I bet you up on it.
Do you want? I'm going to get you a pair of them socks, Jamie. And you know when we play golf?
Yeah.
And we win it.
I'm wearing them.
We'll have the winners' socks on.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, onto the awards. We keep talking about the awards every Jess, it's getting ridiculous.
Is it?
Yeah, in terms of in both. And I want to talk about the best TV show this week.
Explain.
Do you want to explain the awards to all those new listeners out there, what the awards are? And...
Oh yeah, every year we do Football Fan Stand Under Awards. We have 20, this year we've got, last year we had 16, 17 categories, this year we've got 23, and we have Fan Awards. And it's 100% supported by the fans. Supporters clubs can get voted for, media can get voted for, anyone and every man and his dog. We have Supporter of the Year, Club of the Year, blah, blah, blah. Go to the website for the full list. There's 23 of them. What I want to talk about this week is Best TV Show. And I noticed, Ed, remember we talked the other week, Ed Santo and the Cup Feeder is coming back. Anyway, it's got moved to online to 10:45. Great move by them boys, isn't it? 10:45 on a Monday night. Marvellous, because we're all going to be up for that on school night, aren't we? But I want to just talk about some of the classic football programmes, football focus. Did you enjoy it when you were a kid at about 1 o'clock? Bob Wilson, then replaced by Gary Lineker. Lineker was terrible for a while. John Barnes when he was on Channel 5.
Jim Beglin, ITV. I love Jim Beglin.
Did you?
Yeah, he was great.
Jim Beglin, the big match. Remember when we've just...
Brian Moore,
but he's only get it like one game every Sunday at 2:30, followed by Bullseye.
Boy!
So that sort of works for me as the one match, even if it was Norwich against Man City, which I wasn't interested. Look at J-Lo's face. No, but a game you wasn't interested because you were so excited about watching the game.
It was always last on Match of the Day.
We're always last on Match of the Day now. I tweeted him today. I'll come back to that.
At least you're on Match of the Day, boys.
Eh? Oh, no,
your language atrocious today, by the way, after telling us not to do it.
Dylan Skinner. They always do the World Cup specials.
Yeah. World Cup. That was a good show.
Any Aussie ones? Fastball. Yes.
Any I good? Remember the name. What was the one that was almost on SBS?
The World Game.
No,
that's still on.
Before that. As in the Australia version, or was it from the UK?
It was from the UK.
That was SBS carried Fantasy World Cup for when was that for? When did they last do Fantasy World Cup?
Oh, 15.
Yeah.
The Badil and Skinner one.
Yeah, definitely. They had it because SBS have the rights stitched up to the World Cup for the last 20 years and have.
So is that why for the last World Cup they ditched Badil and Skinner and then went into their own version?
Badil and Skinner didn't do a show last World Cup. They did a podcast. Yeah.
James Corden stepped up, didn't he? From what I remember.
James
Corden did a little something.
Oh, you can still talk credit. I have to say you're doing well. 50%
he's done already.
I'm looking at that plate and I'm thinking
50% he's done.
He's doing well.
That's
best
a great effort
so far.
It's great like some effort.
Best effort so far.
No, your man.
I think he's slightly behind Chris from Perth with the pipe, but he's coming in at number two and still ploughing on.
What I've done is broken it up into starters, and then I'll go on to the main course.
Just so everyone knows, Kev, the Sydney Hammer, is absolutely pulling on a blinder. The West Ham boys, when they one listen to this and two see the photographs. He ain't let you down.
Yeah.
He is doing really well. But anyway, do you remember Satan Greavesy?
Satan Greavesy, yeah.
Thought so. Great. Go off that tattoo. I thought you were old enough.
Satan Greavesy were great. Greavesy taught a lot of crap, I thought. Yeah, it was
what's
all
your favourite show?
What?
Yeah, we're all living in Australia now. Can we put it back to football, Johnny? What's the show you missed? Like, we talk about Soccer AM, and we get Soccer AM now. What's the show that you miss? I miss Match of the Day.
Match of the Day was great, because...
Just signed your weekend off.
You can get it on Footy Tube, though.
Over here. Hey?
You can get Match of the Day on Footy Tube.
Oh, yeah, you can.
The game's all broken down.
Yeah.
What was this line in the show?
Match of the Day.
Oh, yeah, that one. The thing is, over here...
Football focus, that's what we said at 1 o'clock.
When you get the
and on the home game, you'd watch Football Focus, and when it finished, you knew I was going to get the football special straight to the ground.
The big thing over here is when you get the highlights, they don't really go into like analysis of the game either, and that's what I miss about when I miss Match of the Day, because you watch the game, but then you get a bit of chat about it as well, and you can it's always a bit.
Soccer Saturday was pretty good.
Soccer Saturday is great. The banter that flows around the table there, and Jeff is a bit of a legend
Chester
is brilliant.
Oh, when you think back to Soccer Saturday, you'd sit there.
Phil
Thompson. So you've got
There was Thompson, there was Mason.
Characters, yeah.
They had them all.
Tiss, a little bit of a yeah.
Who was your man from Scott Air from Charlie?
George Graham, Charlie Nicholas.
Charlie Nicholas, that's so, it, yeah. Champagne Charlie. So,
yeah,
Charlie.
Yeah, with his leather pants.
Tom's mullet.
So you've got Soccer Saturday, which is a show that starts at 1 o'clock and it runs till 5:30. There's no action at all. Right? It's just this panel. So it's a four and a half, five hour show of just a panel with headphones on, Jess. I'm trying to explain
going
it to you.
Chris Kamara.
And we're going to go round and round. And so much go, but he couldn't show the goals.
Yeah.
But then we don't just sit in the pub and watch this panel talking to us.
You'd have your accumulators laid out in front of you.
You say you eight winners on and lose every week.
Chris Kamara was always at the crappest ground, freezing his nuts off. Right. And he kept missing the goals. Do you remember what he went to when he went?
And he went.
So it's a goal, Chris. He's like, was it? he's turned around the whole crowd like this. Yeah, and he just stood there like that, freezing his nuts.
Excellent. Chris Kamara, he sent me a t-shirt.
Brilliant, Chris Kamara.
He sent me an unbelievable awesome. Unbelievable checkers. He sent me one and he signed it.
Unbelievable checkers.
Chris Kamara signed it. Fighting like beavers, Jeff. Fighting like beavers.
It's great. Did you shout some out, Julie, actually?
On the awards, go on.
Just one thing. I've been looking through this run sheet for today and I can't see anything about FA Cup or League Cups which is a little bit weird from an Everton fan setting out the agenda.
Anyway, back on the awards.
I'm pretty sure we need to mention this, mate, to be honest, because it was a pretty big thing this week,
Nick,
wasn't it?
Are we running out of time?
we are. Alright, Liverpool beat Man City and then people beat Man United last night. Well done, Matty. I'm glad you had a great night. Next, back on to the awards. Yeah.
There were other games played in the FA Cup.
Everton won.
Yeah, and Newcastle lost.
Right, next!
I was actually going to ask something in regards to the FA Cup. I was listening to a BBC podcast on the way in.
Why? Straighter.
Because, to keep up to date, Tottenham versus Watford.
BBC?
Tottenham versus Watford.
Oh, that was
Watford.
The main game?
Yeah. Tottenham versus Watford. Who's the manager for Watford? Is it Frank Butcher? Because
Frank Butcher. He's off his
end.
Someone died.
I'm taking the piss. They interviewed the bloke on BBC, and seriously, he was like gravel going down a drain pipe. It's the most gravelly voice you've ever heard.
I'm going to find out.
Frank Butcher.
Can somebody sound alike?
Sean Dyche.
Yeah, it is. I was like, is Frank Butcher coaching Watford now? What the
hell? Great Frank Butcher knowledge, by the way.
Yeah.
EastEnders. That's decent. Thanks for bringing that up.
No worries.
Did anyone check out his wife in the stands with the big earrings?
No. I've got a question. How was Julie from SBS?
Julie from SBS has been nominated this in the awards. She's been nominated for sports. She failed on the task. She was really good fun. She was knackered, but she's been voted for football personality of the year.
Good on that.
Ah, only for Julie Neame's hand. Oh. You know, because on the telly, all you see is her arm.
I thought it was somebody like offering their hand or her hand in marriage.
No, and I think we should really all get behind Julie because she is lovely. And I think we should get Julie Neame's hand because it's on the telly. It stopped her and then a mic for. I think we should all get behind this nomination.
And her hands have got more personality than bloody Andy Harper and Mike Cockle.
Well, that's your call.
Allegedly.
But Julie, you did call it, and she was great. And what's worth noting is Julie did spend 3 days with us last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She failed on the food. Well, she took the food challenge. She didn't complete it, and then took 2 days off sick.
Really?
Did she?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's
nice.
Why the footage is being late.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on.
She's been on the sick.
Yeah.
You lot made it sick. Yeah. Seriously.
That was him flirting with her.
Yeah.
You should have seen
it. He got knocked back on the first night.
Yeah.
Didn't even ask, mate.
You didn't ask. He was doing all the moves.
I sent you a card and some flowers, but apart from that.
Last thing we want to go on is, you've seen it, the
24-hour football party.
That's on my birthday.
5th of May.
We've got Chelsea. So we've got Chelsea at home.
Well, you might be in the FA Cup final. The 24-hour football party, what we've decided to do, and we've got some people who are joining us now from different countries, is we've decided to do, there's one day in the calendar year where we all give something back to grassroots. So, it doesn't matter who you are, who you support. Okay, so you could have your football party, JMO, your football party, Matt, your football party, Jess. If you raise a $10, $100, $1,000, you decide which grassroots organisation that goes to. Football grassroots. Okay, we're going to start the party in New Zealand.
Oh, great.
Shut up. And then we've then got partners then who are now signing up all around the world. And anyone and everyone can organise a party. It could be a barbecue, it could be a piss-up.
A hangy.
I'm going to be leathered.
Anything and anything counts. But as long as the money goes to your local junior side or your local football team, that is all that counts.
So this is the UK podcast. Yeah, okay. Jumping on board.
The UK football podcast are on board. We've got people in Canada and we've got people in the USA. They've already come on board. We've got guys in Asia, the Arsenal Supporters Club, they're already on board. So it's just driving it now. It's on FA, and the reason we chose FA Cup Final there, because it's the biggest domestic football event, Cup Final, in the world. We start it down in the Southern Hemisphere, and it goes right round the world. And let's see how much money we can raise. The money doesn't come to us. You just tell us how much you raise. The money you raise on that day, you then just put it straight to your local team. You raise $100 and it goes straight direct into that club. So there's no middleman. You have a good day. We all celebrate the FA Cup together on this one day in the year. And mate, Kev, West Ham.
We'll have a bubbles party. We'll have the foam flowing, the bubbles going off everywhere.
So, Jess, are you going to get into Sydney FC,
yeah,
guys?
We always have an FA Cup party anyway. So,
you do?
Yeah, so we'll be on it.
We'll do
isn't
it.
And the FA Cup is later than that usually, though?
It's the 5th of May.
They
have Premier League games, I'm saying. We've chosen. We're going to do a party, as in FFTU. And we haven't got a local team, so we're going to go with the Johnny Warren Foundation.
Nice.
So any money we raise for our party, we're going to the Johnny Warren Football Foundation.
Nice to the Central Coast Mariners, because they have struggled.
Carly from Central Coast has already been in touch with the Central Coast guys. Are definitely already doing one.
Yeah,
so if we can all just drive it, the hashtag is 24-hour football party. And I think it's something that as football fans that we can do, and we'll all have a laugh with it. And next thing you know, Vince, New South Wales will give me a job.
Well,
I don't want one.
Where do interested people go to find out?
FFTU.net. Just go to FFTU.net. We've got the article up, and then we're going to load further details. But
So what we really want is people
to... Oh, thanks,
to,
Nick.
We want people to register online and send us as many photo tags, keep that hashtag going across the world. It's not... We just want to make sure it's one party worldwide and it continues on around the globe. So, yeah, definitely get onto that page. Push it out to everyone you know on Twitter, Facebook, all your friends and family, all the local clubs. It's only going to benefit grassroots football everywhere in the world. So, but we just ask that everyone at least tells us what they're doing, who they're supporting, the amount of money they earn. I think as long as we can do that as a group, as one, we'll actually get bigger supporters, the bigger end of town, like the Nikes and those sorts of guys. They need to start coming on board, the Coca-Colas, and let's see if they've got some money for grassroots football and we can have a good time.
Great. We need to talk to Solo, supporters of the A-League.
Yep.
All right, excellent.
Well, I'm knackered. Oh no, we've missed the golf.
Shut up.
Have we missed golf?
Yeah, you've missed your golf.
Sorry. Alright, well, we were out yesterday. Matty had buggered off. He was sulking at the other end of town.
I went to a friend's house to get some
friends. I couldn't do his text. So what we decided to do, and it's going to be in about 6 weeks' time, we're going to confirm the date. JMO come up with it, and I think it was a fantastic idea. And it's a Ashes
Ryder Cup.
Ashes stroke Ryder Cup golf day. So it's a Surly of England golf day.
A-League
but you've got to be football fans, and we're doing a golf day.
What's the date?
We're going to confirm it. It'll be in the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Bring it on.
It'll be more pitch and put. So it's
par three pitch and put.
Par three, but 18 holes. So we've had a few.
And you can have a beer when you're going around as well.
Yeah.
They encourage you, actually.
Jess, well, do you fancy sorting the Australian side?
Yeah, I might talk to a few people.
Oh, really? You're a bit confident coming straight in. You've only just known about this. And you've come straight in with a bit of confidence stick.
Look, I like competition.
Okay.
And I love beating anybody. So, we'll do it. I've got a team. I know who I'm
going to
pick already.
Excellent. How many? What we decided on the numbers? Is it 12? 10?
12 per team. I'm nominating J-Mo is our team captain.
Alright, okay, thanks.
Mac is playing.
He's not playing. I played with him yesterday, he's out. Alright. There'll be a try.
Yes, are you going to be the Aussie captain?
The only thing is, we start going into local football trials and stuff for the coming season. Right, as long as the date is okay.
We'll speak to each other during the week, but we're going to really kick your ass. Yeah. Alright, and let's finish on the Twitter update.
Before we hit the Twitter update, I think we need to mention
who they're tweeting.
We've seen Kevin fall over now.
I'm leaving twice the amount I was.
I reckon
big effort.
He's licked one side to play clean.
I reckon he's done about 65 to 70%.
That's a big effort, man.
That's a lot of kilo.
I reckon that's 50% done. I reckon that's a kilo.
That's a good effort, and it's great. No, but it's also clean.
That's clean. That's what I'm saying. He's licked the plate clean on one side. Eat some bread now to wipe that bit off and mop it up.
Is the pie made in silver chain?
Kev, that's...
Well done.
Thanks. Good on your hands.
That is a good effort.
Patient. Yep, so Twitter
update.
Who did last tweet and what's the result?
All right, Johnny, I'm sorry. I did go... Jess, you weren't here last week. You were on strike. So we decided that we're all going to try and tweet people, famous people,
and
try and get a response. I think we've all failed.
Weren't we deciding what we were going to do? Not actually the challenge.
Robbie Farah came down last night.
Robbie Farah, did he tweet you though?
Yeah, he tweeted back.
No, did he tweet you personally? No. Yeah, right. I got. I failed.
I
tried everyone.
You're going for Obama.
Hey?
When are you going for Obama?
I went Obama. I went. Ricky Gervais, 1.6 million followers, failed. I went Russell Crowe, failed. Sorry, Johnny, I know. Johnny has got 17 followers on Russell.
20.
Have you got 20 now?
He doesn't follow me.
No, I know, but he bloody tweets you back. But yeah. Russell Crowe, does he know who I am?
Yeah, and
he doesn't tweet you back. Anyway, I got two today. I got Mike Parry, and I got the Moose from TalkSport. Now they count because they've both got 35,000 plus followers.
Well, I'm going to go for Amanda Harrington this week from Mr. Scousewives.
Oh, okay. But I think so we have sort of failed this week because a tweet is the new autograph. So we did fail on week one, but what we need to do is carry it on and not stalk people. A retweet, don't forget, does not count.
You can't ask people to nominate someone.
It's got to be in direct engagement.
I think the Hoff is in town recently.
Okay. Are you going to go with the Hoff? Are you on Twitter?
I'm not.
Everybody
can
name
Lee.
Everybody should name the person they're going to tweet.
Well,
I've had a week to think about it.
We've just had it.
All right.
Excrement.
That's time to wrap up, is it?
I think it's, when we get our first spillage, it's time to wrap up. So let's just go the same way that we kicked off. Anyone want to plug anything? Throw their Twitter address out there.
Andrew,
Paul.
Anything last to say?
Just want to, obviously, West Ham fans, the Sydney Hammers, we're thriving at the moment. So if you want to check us out at sydneyhammers.com.au, you'll see all the links to our Facebook page, a massive growing community there, and our Twitter link. It'd be great for any West Ham fans out there to come and join us.
Great. Brilliant. Thanks for coming down today, mate.
And much appreciated. Thanks for dinner, lunch and breakfast tomorrow.
Doggy bag, take it home.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think you're going to eat that.
Nothing
Jess?
From me this week.
Hey?
Just Steve Welford. I'd like to thank the great city of Manchester for a fantastic week.
That's awesome. Yeah, any Man City fans in Sydney, check out the Leicester in Pride website. We're going to start getting this up and running again. It's been quiet the last few weeks.
Are you running it again now, mate?
We're going to get involved. Fantastic. Matt, Brendan and great myself. Twitter me at AndyJMOMCFC. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, g'day. Looking forward to the World Series in T20s.
Johnny, you're an absolute legend.
Grant,
Sri Lanka, India.
Any Liverpool fans in New South Wales, search for our Facebook group, LFC New South Wales. You can also email us at newsouthwales@lfc-under.com.au. Any Jets fans, newcastlefootball.net, or you can tweet us at Newey Boys.
John?
Well, I think Kevin will be pleased to know that Chris Curry is the form